Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and hotep, everybody, and welcome to Word for the Point Network, Blog Talk, and Podcast. My name is Kwame Penta, and I am going to be your host on this June 5th, 2020. And I'd like to thank everybody for taking the time out of their busy day to chime in, tune in, to hear a few things that I would love to share. Today's topic is going to be, how are you protecting your savings from confiscation through inflation? A lot of people don't even know what inflation is. That's why they seem to be on a hamster wheel and cannot get ahead economically. Well, what inflation is that the appearance of prices going up, you know, things getting more expensive, costing you more. When in actuality, it's the U.S. dollar or fiat currency that's losing its buying power. For those who do not know, the U.S. dollar became a means of exchange in 1913, when they implemented the Federal Reserve Bank, which is not the federal government. And since 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its buying power, which means that a dollar now has about $0.02 worth of buying power compared to what it had in 1913. So what are you doing to protect your savings from confiscation? Now, another thing you need to ask yourself, do you know what a fiat currency is? Well, I'm going to tell you what a fiat currency is. A fiat currency is a money that is issued by the government that says you can use this for business services. And historically, every fiat currency has returned to its intrinsic value, which is zero, nada, zilch, worthless, which means that eventually the U.S. dollar and all fiat currencies tied to it will eventually return to zero. So how are you protecting your savings from confiscation? And if you're saving paper currency, you're losing. Because of inflation, that hidden thief that's robbing you of your wealth every single day. You may get a 2% raise at your job, cost of living, but inflation runs 2.5-3% per year. So you don't really get a raise. It looks like you get a raise because they put a few more digits on your or numbers on your paycheck. But because of inflation, you're not really getting a raise. And if you're putting paper currency in a bank and they're giving you 0.0% or 0.5% interest on your paper currency, you're still losing. So why do people save paper? Because that's the program we all have received. When we go to school, or what our parents teach us, because they just don't know any better. We're here to teach you something that you won't get in school. And we want you to understand what the number one wealth principle is. And that is to pay yourself first. And what do I mean by that? That means on your budget sheet, the first line item should be yourself. In other words, when you received your payment from your employer or whatever you do, a portion of that should be for you to keep forever beyond you. And preferably 10% of it or more should be for us to keep. But you keep it as an asset, not a liability. The dollar is a liability because it takes away your wealth. You want to keep it in an asset that's going to outpace inflation. And what is the best asset, the number one asset, a tier one asset? And that's pure gold. 999.924 karat gold. Now, I'm not talking about the jewelry. I'm not talking about the grill in your teeth. I talk about rings. I'm talking about currency grade gold, because all that jewelry is not 24 karat gold. It's not pure gold. It's either 14 or 16 or 18 karat gold. All right, it has value, but it's not really currency grade gold. And you could take it to a jeweler; they'll give you some paper currency for it, because they know they can melt it down and make it more pure. And they know that it's real money, but you just don't know that. Go to those places that you see in your neighborhood, and if you read what it says and understand what it says, it says we'll give you cash for gold. It doesn't say we'll give you money for gold, because the United States, and I'm in the U.S. now, I'm the United States, that's why I'm using the U.S. dollar, is not money. Real money must be a store of value and wealth. It must be worth the same or more in the future as it is today. And the dollar doesn't do that. But gold will do that. It will help you do what most of us don't do, because we're living from paycheck to paycheck, and that's to build generational wealth. Now, I am with a company called Karat Bars International. We're the number one distributor of gold on the planet in small increments. You can start a free gold savings account. You can open up a free gold savings account and start a saving, exchanging that declining piece of paper for real money gold, as little as a tenth of a gram at a time. No one else does that. It's called our cash gold. And that's about $7 that you can exchange and protect your labor, protect your buying power in a secure vault, or you can have it shipped home to you via FedEx. And what we do here is we share this with other people, and we initiate this economics, and we help other people learn the power of saving real money gold, how that will give you the power to get free from the current system of debt, wage slavery, and overtaxation. Karat Bars International is located in Stuttgart, Germany. It was established in 2011. Operates in over 145 countries worldwide. FedEx has an office inside our headquarters where they actually package up our gold and ship it out from our office. Our gold is black light security features. It is used to authenticate the purity and the quality of our gold. Are you interested in building generational wealth? Are you interested in protecting your savings from confiscation through inflation? Because everybody needs to be saving, but you don't want to save in paper. Most people say, well, I'll start saving when I start to get more money. It doesn't work that way. You see, if you can't save when you have a little, you won't save, you have a lot. All you will do is the more you make, the more you will spend. And for some reason, you don't find the discipline and the commitment to start saving, eventually you'll start spending more than, which means that now you're going to live off of credit cards and debt. So we offer you an opportunity here to change the trajectory of your family's financial future by securing your labor, your buying power, and God's money gold. Because man cannot make gold. All the gold on the planet today is the same gold that was created when this planet was created. Excuse me. So, what are you going to do now that you have this information? Are you going to keep allowing yourself to be robbed? Or are you going to stay on that hamster wheel and never get ahead and never live your dreams? Because see, we have had over 20,000 hours of conditioning to become good, obedient workers. And with the economy the way it is, with COVID-19 and the uprising going on in the cities all over the United States and the world, the economy is never going to be the same again. Over 45 million people have lost their jobs in the United States in the last 2 months. And more than half of them jobs are not going to come back. So what is going to be your plan if you have lost your job? And if you still have a job, there's something coming down the pike called artificial intelligence that's going to eliminate a whole lot more jobs. I went into the grocery store the other day called Walmart. And, you know, I'm the 30 so cashiers, cash registers, had only two had a human being operating them. The rest were closed. But they have those self-checkouts where people check themselves out, bag up their own groceries, go by their way, because everybody seems to be in a rush. But I never use those checkouts because I understand what has happened. You know, people have lost their jobs because of technology. Now, I'm not against technology, but I think that they should have more human beings in the store than they have today. So that's one of the reasons why I don't use those machines. I have patience where I can stand in line and wait to check out. Sometimes, you know, it takes longer than I want, but hey, that's my commitment. So ask yourself, how are you going to be protecting your savings from confiscation? Or are you going to not save? Or are you going to save? And if you're going to save, after hearing this information, I don't see why you would continue to save paper in a bank, because they have this thing called the bail-in, not the bailout. In a crisis, banks can actually confiscate your savings. Yeah. So that they won't fall under. It's called the bail-in. Look it up yourself if you don't believe me. So I suggest, and for, I'm not a financial advisor, I'm just telling you what I do. I don't save paper in a bank. I save in a gold savings account. And I share this opportunity with other people. And they do the same thing, start saving, and we all win. We're building generational wealth, practicing economics. This is not an investment, and we're not buying gold. All we're doing is exchanging a piece of paper for real money gold to protect our buying power and build generational wealth, so that our children's children won't have to suffer like many of us have in this life that we have today. So we'll be back here on Monday with some more information. If this podcast, radio show adds some value to you, please like it and share with others so they can learn how they can get free from the current system of debt also. There's going to be a link here that you can click on and learn more, or register for your free account, or get back with the person that shared this with you. And we'll be glad to show you how you can start building generational wealth and helping others along the way. My name is Kwame Gunta. Stay safe and have a beautiful wealth-building weekend.